BigBizPizza.com, where everyone can be a kid.
What's cracking, everybody? Welcome to Showbiz Podcast Episode 5. I am your co-host, Jeff, and here is your host, Brian.
Well, hey, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it, man. Welcome, as Jeff said, to Episode 5. It's our Halloween-themed show because today is Halloween Day. And if that's the term you want to use for, we have quite a few things to discuss here on showbizpizza.com. You want to get started, man?
All right. On the forum, the countdown thread's down to 537. And the Chuck...
Woo!
Yeah, yeah. The Chucky Across America plush is currently in Winchester, Virginia. Brian, you want to get out started with the birthdays?
All right, sounds good. We actually have three November birthdays here in our community. We have Dane Gunderson turning 38, Dr. Arcade turning the big 3-0, and the Radocaster turning 13.
All right, Brian. The contest winners for last episode of the Showbiz Podcast. I told you guys that there are going to be five winners. And we had two that signed up, so we lied.
Only two people.
And we lied, and there's only going to be two winners.
Yep.
So congratulations to Daryl and Charles.
All right.
Charles.
Also known as Big C on the board. R-A-E Big C.
All right, Brian, and I heard there's something going on the Smitty's Super Service Station.
Well, that's right. Down in Mississippi, we have a brand new Rockafire location owned by Damon.
We're coming to you live today here at Smitty Super Service Station in beautiful downtown Little Improve.
Yeah, I love it here. Yeah, this place is conveniently located in the middle of nowhere. But I love it.
What's there to love about it, Looney Bird? We're stuck out here in the sticks. Nothing's going on. This place is Deadsville.
Oh, I don't know, Rolf. It's not so bad. In fact, I find it kind of relaxing.
Yeah, I agree with you, Billy Bob.
In Columbus, Ohio, slot-like gambling machines have been now spreading throughout the state as a result of a loophole in gambling law, and they're now illegal. Governor Ted Strickland signed a bill that strengthens the definition of skill-based machines, and the legal limits are now at $10 for a cash payout, such as those games at Chuck E. Cheese's.
And just to let you know, $10 cash payout is about 1,000 tickets at Chuck E. Cheese. So I'm guessing you can only win up to 1,000 tickets.
That's only in Ohio, so that's weird.
So,
I don't know.
Yeah. And in Erie, Pennsylvania, CEC was cited Monday for two critical violations, the lack of hot water in a hand sink and not have enough sanitizer in the dishwasher. Four non-critical violations were also issued. Luckily, CEC was able to correct these problems by the next day.
Hey, but we have a big announcement.
Oh, this thing's so big that you might want to call...
It's that big. But don't jump the gun. We have our hot topic first, which is what we'd like to lead into our big announcement with. Nolan Bushnell, the founder of both Pizza Time Theater and Atari, has released a statement about his feelings toward modern video games. He feels that video games today are a race to the bottom. They are pure, unadulterated trash.
Nolan's newest adventure, U-Wink, is a restaurant where each dining table is equipped with touchscreens offering a host of casual and social games.
He feels that games aren't really interactive, but the way that games are going nowadays, at least for home consoles and everything, you could just sit home, plug in your Xbox or whatever, and then play with, I don't know how many people you can connect to, but anyone, really, I guess. And then also, Jeff, you said he was there for the birth of the home console, not the revolution. So while we got to give him credit for creating it, I mean, the content that he made was never, even though I wasn't around to judge it firsthand at that time, but compared to today's stuff, he doesn't have the position to go around judging other people.
Maybe he's just jealous because he didn't have the technology we do today back then.
You guys ready? Like you, Jeff. And now, we proudly present the Showbiz Podcast Hotline. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we now have a phone number for Showbiz Podcast. And just in case you don't catch it on this, you can go to our website, and there's a new section on the navigation called Call Us. And then it's got a whole page. You can call three.
Do it.
And it's a cool new feature. All right, and there's only a few things that we ask. Do you want to help us out and tell us what those are, Jeff?
Leave your message with the recorded prompt. Currently, we're having problems with that. Because, yeah. If you get a random woman that comes on and says, leave your message after the beep, just do it. Just leave your message.
That's a good idea because my recorded message doesn't always come up. And if she says to record the message, just like leave it with her. Don't get away from me.
Please start each message with your name, followed by your login name on the forum. This way we know who you are.
Totally.
And
because if we can't identify the call, we can't use it in the show because we don't know who's talking.
And we won't be able to introduce you or make fun of you. And state your opinion. Keep it short and sweet. You can make a shout out, and that's all I know you can do.
Well, actually, that's a good point. You can make a shout-out, or you can also comment on the hot topic, which just happens to be Nolan Bushnell this week, and his feelings toward modern video games. All right, cool. I think that's about it for this show. What do you say, Jeff?
It's all good in the neighborhood.
All right. And thanks for tuning in to Showbiz Podcast, Episode 5.
Make sure you have a happy and safe Halloween. This is Jeff and...
Brian.
Signing out, giving you a big, giant peace.
Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, we proudly present an exciting new musical review with your merrymaking master of ceremonies, Chuck E. Cheese.
That's me, Chuck E. Cheese, your host with the most. But even with this star behind me, I'm not the star of the show. You are, because the magic only happens when we all get together.
Just make-believe band, and we're gonna make you move. We got it, together we got it. We got it together with you. We got it together forever. The fun has just begun.
This band is number one.
Together we got it, Munch's make-believe band and you.
Put your hands together. Mr. Munch is tickling the keys.
Put your hands together.
Jasper Jones is jamming with ease.
Keeping the beat together.
There's Pasquale drumming away. And with Helen's vocalizing, there's no disguising.
Chuck E. Cheese is giving you a party today.
We've got it together.
Things couldn't be better.
Together we got it. Munch's make-believe band and you. We got it. Together we got it. We got it together with you.
That's right.
We got it together forever.
It's great to be together. It's really quite a pleasure.
Only together.
I think we got it.
All right. We're smoking. Hey, Helen. Jasper, take a bow.